ए गो एंड गेट ऑल दिस डिवोटीज बोला. सो नहीं नहीं सो वी आर गैदर्ड फॉर इष्ट गोष्ठी विच ऑल ऑफ यू नो इन रिगार्ड्स टू मैराथन 2007. लास्ट ईयर वी डिजायर टू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट 8,000 महाबिग बुक्स बट कृष्णा अरेंज्ड अस टू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट 58,000. सो दिस ईयर वी हैव प्लान टू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट 1,00,000 बुक्स. And because it is our plan, therefore we don't know what Krishna is going to do. So we have to be really working hard to fulfill, to work hard so that we can empty the godown. There is no godown also. Books are lying everywhere. So we can see, we should thank Rishikesh Anand Prabhu and Braj Bihari Prabhu for creating the fever everywhere. You can't avoid. He was saying yesterday that I have one quote from Srila Prabhupada. Main soch raha tha dalu ki nahi to mere ko maar padegi agar dalunga to. The quote is Prabhupada wrote to the president of Chicago, Sri Govinda Das, that close down the temple. Let only 2 devotees stay in the temple. Rest everybody should be out for book distribution. This was for the marathon only. So he said, you put that quote also. At least for this month. One of the reasons why I felt everyone should take part, the culture of Radha Gopinath temple was everyone doing together. Whatever we would all do together. But as the time passes, the volume of the temple has increased. And sometimes what one department is doing is not known to all other devotees because sometimes it is not practical. Just like one time I was in Mayapur for Nityananda's appearance day. The Pujari department was very geared up for celebrating. They had huge bhoga, so many things were there. But other than the Pujari department, the whole temple was empty. Hold in the afternoon after the GBC is left, there's nobody. So myself, Shyamananda Prabhu, Radha Krishna Prabhu, we were talking. I remember I said, hey, it should never happen with us. We should not grow so much that the other devotees don't come to know. The spirit of this place, the way we have grown here is that by the unity, the principle of unity, not individual achievements, but rather the collective, you know, Sankirtan. And therefore this festival of distributing books is such a festival where everyone can take part and everyone can know each other's service. For this 1 month we can't avoid our services, but at the same time this 1 month we can know each other more, we can interact each other more, we can, you know, let others know our services and feel encouraged and inspired so that they can also do this. And eventually, with all this, the conclusion is that it will please Srila Prabhupada, it will please the International Society for Krishna Consciousness devotees. Whatever you do, in one thing in ISKCON is, when any GBC is attending the GBC meeting, they ultimately ask this question, how many books your temple distributed? Like one sannyasi met Sridhar Prabhu when he was doing a counselor's seminar in Russia. He said, look, I'm a book distributor. I'm a guru, but I'm a book distributor. I see every devotee as a book distributor. I see the conclusion of this seminar as what? This seminar is good. The counseling system is good. But what is the purpose of this counseling system? That ultimately everybody distributes books. He liked the seminar. He sat for the whole 7-hour seminar. But what was his... how was he saying? He was saying that everybody is a book distributor. So that is how, you know, you can't avoid that spirit of most ISKCON devotees, mostly out of India and also in India, that they will ask this, how many books you distributed? So all other services to become valid and bona fide, they'll see, conclude, books kitne gaye aapke mandir se? This question is always asked. So that way we please these devotees, we please Srila Prabhupada, and that also enhances the culture of this place, Radha Gopinath Temple. What is the culture? Everyone doing together. Which is difficult because we have grown so much. But for this 1 month, we can put all our focus and not achieving the target. Target is not the most important thing. The target is not most important. If you have to actually achieve the target, from 8,000 it was 58,000. From 1 lakh, how much it should be? Almost 8 lakh. 7 times more. So it has to be 7 lakh. So you know, we are not going to achieve that target because the BBT will not provide 7 lakh books. Even if you want to distribute that many books, the BBT will not be able to provide that many books. So the whole purpose is that all the brahmacharis, the congregation, children, everyone, all over, they become one unit, one spirit, and let Prabhupada's books go. So therefore, you know, we were thinking that all other services we have, it will continue, but even those who are in the DT department, including Madhvacharya Prabhu, will be going out for book distribution. And congregation devotees will take care of the dressing. One or two pujaris will stay in the temple. And we will load them with service. They will have no free time, just like there have been yatra. And rest of the devotees, it will be more than yatra. Because they will come for eating Mahaprasad, the brahmacharya. Our Gokulanand Prabhu also, who is in guest department, he will also go for distributing books. I remember when I was serving Maharaj, when he would say, what are you doing here? Go out. He would force me to go out to VT station and church gate station. That was the forte for us to distribute large number of books. And so therefore, the principle is, other than those names have been put in the list, they will do full-time book distribution. And rest, everybody else will do 2 to 4 hours every day without fail. The congregation, or Bansidhar Prabhu, if you see the spirit, he has taken the target of 10,000 Mahabig books and 15 Bhagavatam set, and he already sold 15 Bhagavatam set before the marathon even started. Already 15 Bhagavatam set have been sold. And Priya Chaitanya Prabhu sold 20 Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita set to the ex-students, those who are staying in the base, our Bhandiravan base. He called them and he gave them all the books. So we can see, before the marathon has even begun, the spirit is at. And Gopinath Chandrapur was saying yesterday, he said, best preaching is book distribution. He said, because you know, anyone who is buying book, that means he must be serious. That's much easier to cultivate him. So that was his realization. So Braj Bihari Prabhu said, next year he'll make him a book distributor in charge, traveling with the bus.
So he's already
doing
the local train.
Yeah, he started doing it. Yesterday he did fine. So for this 1 month, we would like to invite all the devotees to take part enthusiastically, to encourage other devotees, all other book distributors. You know, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu, this is the 10th marathon is going out of Bombay. This is his 10th marathon. Every year on his own, he takes this responsibility, and this is his 10th marathon is going out to distribute books. And our Bhishmadev Mathura Mohan Prabhu is desperate to go out in the cold winter of Bihar also, trying to face the kingdom of Lallu Prasad Yadav. But because of his health, we are thinking He's going to stay with our Baldev Prabhu for 1 month in Nerul base and flood Nerul, Vashi and Khargar, Belapur and distribute books there. So our Rishikeshan was already made. We are for first 7 days Dadar, very difficult to get. First 7 days we have got Dadar, western line and central line. The stall will be put up there from 5 in the morning to 1 in the night. That is the target. So the first batch which will go for this first 7 days for Dadar's book distribution is Braj Bihari Prabhu, Gokulananda Prabhu, because these devotees get up and chant their rounds in the morning. They finish their round before 5 o'clock. Radha Dwiti Prabhu, Jagannath Tirtha Prabhu, Sudama Prabhu, Gaur Gopal Prabhu and Govinda Das. So these are the devotees who will be going early morning to distribute books. And then those who are living in Mahanand Prabhu's parents' house and then Bhandiravan base, right? So they are not going to come back here for 1 month. 1 month, na? 1 month they will not come here. From Dadar to central line for 15 days. And from there, they will go to Andheri station for next few days. The next, they will go to Borivali station. They will come back on the 1st January back to the temple. All the BT devotees, they are very happy that they are released from BT. So, this is... anything you want to speak?
Hare Krishna. Actually, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu, this is his 14th marathon. He was telling me that. I was talking to him. Yeah, joining. 14th consecutive marathon, and then he said in this lifetime. So, so he's got a lot of taste for preaching and book distribution especially. And I was thinking Jagannath Prabhu also since 1994 is completely focused. And the way he got permissions is also a very, very inspiring story. And Rajkumar Prabhu went through such trying circumstances to get permission, sleeping at weird places, no proper rest. So the least we can do is probably just manage one stall.
And coming back from here without ticket.
I personally feel that it's a struggle, definitely, but it's a very sweet struggle because at the end of the whole thing, we feel very nice about it because Krishna reciprocates. I can do service when I'm made some in charge. Unfortunately, when we are made in charge in the conditioned state, we feel I'll be the best servant, so I'll do service nicely. But it's a very big challenge to just stand in a stall and apparently you're not doing something big, but it's very inspiring because we are part of a big plan. Already senior devotees have made a plan, they have made a target of 1 lakh. So our job is just to be part of that big plan and just play our small part. And I'm sure if all of us do like that, we can easily get the score. So I was just hoping that I can myself cooperate and do this 1 lakh. One story which Gauram Prabhu told me never to forget for the rest of my life, I would like to share. Once in 2000 marathon, we were distributing books. Braj Gopal Prabhu and myself, we were going Central Harbour Line. And we saw one man. Generally, we know whom to avoid. So this man was very badly dressed. His pant and shirt was black because of dirt. And he had put one rope around his pant just to keep it from falling down. His hair was dirty, face was dirty. And he looked at us and we knew he's a madman, we have to avoid him. So he looked at him and he came running. Ah! So Braj Gopal Prabhu and myself, we got scared. What to do now? But we said, just let's keep quiet. And all the people are watching. He came running and he grabbed the Gita from our hand. And he said, "Kitne ka hai?" So we maintained our composure and we said, 60 rupees. And he started crying. he said, "Mere paas paisa nahi hai," and started crying, wailing, and he returned the book. And all the people started laughing, thinking that a madman is creating some disturbance. And suddenly this madman, apparently madman, he looked at the audience, and instead of we giving a lecture about the book, he started giving a lecture. And he started saying, "Hans rahe ho mere pe, tum log pagal ho." Or, "Bhagwan Vishnu aayenge kaal ke roop mein, sabko nasht kar denge, kaalosmi loka kshayakrit pravrutva." And he started quoting Bhagavad Gita shlokas. One after another he started quoting. And then he quoted some other shlokas and he said, he spoke Krishna conscious philosophy, ISKCON philosophy, he spoke to that audience for 10 minutes. And then after that, and everybody laughed and they all got down at VT. But I and Rajgopal were curious. We wanted to talk to this mad, so-called madman more and find out. We wanted it to be part of our adventure. So then he was sitting alone in that seat compartment. So we went to him and we said, "Aap kaun hai? Kya hai?" So he said, he was a big manager in Canara Bank or some state bank. So 15 years ago, he went mad because his wife left him, his children left him. And he kept saying his whole life story. And finally, this last, his essence of the story was, "Main shaadi kiya aur main barbaad ho gaya. Main shaadi kiya aur main barbaad ho gaya." So he was lamenting so much. And then he came, and then we came back and we told this story to all the brahmacharis. And Gauram Prabhu told me, "Ye line yaad rakhega to bahut fayda hoga." So this story was very inspiring. This is one of those adventures we go through when we go out in the local trains or when we go out and meet people, different people. And actually Christian missionaries have this year, this actually decade, 2000 to 2010, Christian missionaries have declared that this is going to be their evangelization decade, which means they are going to focus exclusively on Southeast Asia and they are focusing on quantity. Their preaching is going on for centuries, but at a given period of time, they focus on concentrated preaching in quantity, quantum preaching. Similarly, marathon is a time when we have, you know, we are distributing and preaching a whole month, definitely, a whole year. But 1 month, we have a concentrated effort. Just in sheer quantity of books have to go out. So that's the whole idea. So it's not to undermine the importance of other preaching services or base programs. But 1 month, if we can have a full concentrated effort, it can go a long way. And I'm also struggling, so we can help each other to come out of the comfort zone and just stretch ourselves and be on the courage zone and do something. Hare Krishna.
It takes how many, 5 days? Oh, Sri Chaitanya. Yeah, it takes 5 days to travel to Bihar. And the name Bihar brings... Jharkhand and Bihar are the same, only the name is different. Yeah, but still, the name is different. It creates a, you know, tremor in the heart. But these devotees are going to create tremor. Deen Gaurangpur is going? No? So Shab Charan Prabhu is going. Brajaraj Prabhu is going. They are loading all the books in his house. We have taken two of their... the family have already lost two sons. He and his brother, and on top of that, loading all the books. That's an amazing thing. So, this is a... Like, I remember at Dadar, now we are getting such a very nice permission. 1 year, we are distributing books in Dadar. Myself, Rohini Kumar Prabhu, and I don't remember who was there. And this Bhajiwali, she was drunk. And she was drunk and we set up the stall. Brindavan Anand was there. Brindavan was there and we were distributing books. And this Bhajiwali came. Whatever galis are there in Marathi, whatever galis are there, she was almost catching her collar. And de tuja karke sab uske muh se gali, aisa gali de rahi thi wo. She was giving so many bad words and screaming loudly. No, it was like such a pain to the false ego. I still remember. Everything else I have forgotten about. You know, good praises during your birthday celebration, this, that. But on the platform, she was just... And then one Odia, simple guy, when he saw, must be very pious. He came, he said, "Eh, uske upar phir toot padi ho." Usko gali dene lagi. Itni gali dene lagi usko. He became so ashamed, he walked away from there. After tolerating 10 minutes of such vulgar language from her, the police came. She grabbed her, he took her away. And then we distributed so many books without any stall. We couldn't put a stall there because there's no permission. Holding a book in our hand, within next 2 hours, in those time 25, 30 Mahabig books was a big number. So we felt very happy that, you know, this 25 books is caused because of the sacrifice. Hearing all the mantras of this ugly, old and nasty drunkard woman right on our face. She didn't spit. That was our good fortune. And one more incident. I remember when we were going for Sankirtan. This was in Karnak Bandar. And this guy, the security, I was invited by one man inside the building to meet so that he wanted to give a big donation. But next day when I went, the guard stopped. And this too, very strongly remember. Many such incidents, but this was, he was so abusive. Kaan ke niche bajaunga tere ko, you know, saying like that. But somehow that I felt, aaj jana hi hai. Kuch bhi ho jaye. I said, no, I'm going to go inside. Whatever you do. It was not out of determination to distribute or collect money because he was hurting my false ego. But still, I said, no, I'm going to go there. For 10 minutes he was screaming. He called the boss also. He said, did you allow him to come? So that guy said, yes. So then eventually he let me go. And whenever I would go there, he was very gracious. And he purchased the Bhagavad Gita also from me. So if you are determined to distribute books, nowadays, just see, you know, the permission is there. You know, we have very, Rishikesh Anand has got such a good permission. And, you know, we heard that even Lallu Prasad Yadav is chanting 4 rounds. And Rabdi Devi is chanting 16 rounds. If anybody says to you, you can say, Jante kya direct connection hai, railway minister se. I don't know who said this, but somebody said very authentic news. That the wife is chanting 16 rounds and Lallu Prasad is chanting for.
I remember many years ago when we didn't have a like organized marathon, and one day just very spontaneously devotees, no organization, but just devotees spontaneously desired that today, it was 7th of December, 7th, right? And that year Vyaspuja of Maharaj was for some other, scheduled for some other date. And Maharaj was not here at that time. Yeah, so that time it was being, the Vyaspuja would be on during Pune Yatra. Just to give you this understanding that not everything is planned in Krishna consciousness. Many times just the spontaneous desire, and then afterwards you start planning spontaneous desires. That doesn't happen so very well, but just that first taste you get. Devotees were sent, and somehow by afternoon time, the thought became very prevalent that, what about doing 1,000 Gitas in a day? And somehow, while we tallied the total at the very last contributor, and somehow it became 1,000. And then we wrote to Maharaj that just to celebrate your appearance day today, we decided to do some take some little bit of extra effort. And he was also very happy. So book distribution gives that kind of that taste of giving. If you remember, Indramana Swami, in one of his classes, he said the center point of having a spiritual basis in our life is that if we have the compassion to give it to others. Now, of course, we feel, if I would have the ability to give to others, I would have given it to myself first. I myself am so bad. How can I help others? That's besides the point. So what do we do? Like, Nityananda Prabhu is not here, but that day I was just asking Sri Chaitanya Prabhu that shouldn't we have class? We should not have class for the next 4 weeks because everybody is distributing. They said, Prabhuji, I'd like to remind you of something which Maharaj said in 2000. That people are sent here, some of the top distributors are sent to Chowpatty, not to learn the art of book distribution. That's not what we are known for. But the second point, the third point in the art of distribution is the art of taking the book out and then the art of keeping the book on the table and then the art of reading the book and then the art of discussing the book and then the art of living the book. So many places where that focus is not there, they get the taste of distribution, but then the other tastes are dependent on, like this taste is dependent on getting those other tastes of reading the book, relishing the book. So that is the center point of our distribution efforts here. This is not a numbers game. We really don't care whether we come 6th or 7th or 1st or this or that. We try to be the best, as Maharaj put it so well, with the sole aim of inspiring others to outdo us. Please try to understand. It's not that we settle for something mediocre. If we have a target, we will do our utmost to see to it that that target is achieved. But what is the sole aim behind that drive? To inspire others to, if somebody outdoes us, somebody surpasses us, we feel happy. So much so, so many more books distributed for Prabhupada's pleasure, Krishna's pleasure. Another point was when we had this, the dying moments of the textile industry in Bombay. Now it's almost completely dead. But that year, we did our utmost best, whatever we could. And when we finally tallied late at night, it was more than 5,000 Gitas in a day. So we never thought we could do something like that. As I can tell you, afterwards, the numbers really don't matter. And as Maharaj said, the foundation of book distribution program is 20 years down the line. Will you think of that as with fond memories? That, oh, they sent us to Jharkhand. We went all the way there. Never again. No, that's a failure. Although we distributed all the books, we got loads of cash. Beware of cash in Jharkhand. Nowadays, they don't rob you. They just kill you first. So 20 years down the line, right from the managers down to the last participant, will we think of this as, this made me improve one bit in my Krishna consciousness? Like 6-7 people together, I could develop nice friendships with those people while I was there. Or while we were distributing in the train or this or that. So if that is a failure, if 10 people go together and they come back as sworn enemies, that's not what we want. I'm being very blunt here. And that has happened. Why do we find that there are not many seniors who are telling people, the Prabhupada's books are, the Prabhupada's letters are full of quotes of, this is the most important activity and it's our family business and it's nectarian. First of all, you don't need to advertise nectar as nectarian. If it is nectar, you taste it, you know it is. But this is something tricky. The act is of selling. The act is of decreasing your godown stocks and everything. It looks like pure mundane activity. And only if it is done with that spiritual understanding, then it builds you up. Then you get the taste for reading those books. So that's what we are into. We will see that all our other programs are not sacrificed. Minimize a little bit, but never sacrifice for something else. And at the same time, try to show the increase in the numbers in the ashram with commensurate increase in our book distribution for Prabhupada's pleasure. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So somehow by Prabhupada's mercy, Maharaj's mercy here, So I've been involved in so many years in book distribution. So it's very happy to see all the devotees getting involved in book distribution. Especially I've seen many years where no emphasis was given on book distribution. I was one of the year I was told, you take one bus party out, that's all. Don't think of anything of Bombay. So it was quite a tough time. So I'm very, very happy to see so many. Okay, I finished. So I'm very happy. And especially happy to see so many BTs are going daily and doing a wonderful scores they are putting up, much better than what used to do in previously. And in my opinion, this target of 1 lakh is less. The reason is that we did somewhere in 65,000 Mahabik books. 65,000 Mahabik books. At that time, Brahmachari Ashram was less than 1/4 and Brahmachari Ashram was just 33 and congregation was less than 1/4 and we did, yeah, so and we did such a marvelous 65,000 book this thing. So if you consider multiply 4 times, it should be 2.5 lakh, but we are doing 1 lakh only. And I've seen so many trained people do it, they are doing so wonderfully. So it's very easy to do it in a joint effort. And especially Rishikesh Anand Prabhu has taken such a wonderful permission, such an easy way, just go on the sit on the stall from morning to evening. Vraj Vihari Prabhu is there, he is taking seminars, trained devotees. So I'm very happy to see. And in book distribution, one of the things that has sustained in my personal life is book distribution. And we can personally feel the presence of Srila Prabhupada in our life. And many of the people think that book distribution are not so powerful technique. Especially in a temple like Radha Gopinath temple. Like say it has come upon congregation building up. A few years back, Vijay Prabhu came to temple. And he was taking Brahmacharya class. He was a book distribution minister. So he asked Brahmacharis that from you, how many have come through book distribution? To surprisingly, 50% of the people raised in Radha Gopinath temple hands that they came in, introduced to ISKCON through book distribution. And many of the people argue that people don't read books, but that's not correct. I have seen so many places where people reading Prabhupada books changing their life and they are connecting to ISKCON. Like say Shyamanand Prabhu gave an example of doing in textile company. So I just went to one of the textile company for recovery. And these are NTC mills. And I just visited. So I was surprised to hear that they have government concern. They get a lot of time, and especially in lunchtime. I was told that they daily read Prabhupada books, a group of seat, and they read Prabhupada books. And there was a daily affair in lunchtime. And not one case, I have seen many cases which have gone to places and people say that we are just sustained by Prabhupada books, came in ISKCON through Prabhupada books. And one of the things that I notice is that book distribution is 100% engagement. Like say when we are out, we are fully engaged. In temple, we will not be fully engaged. But when you are going out, we are fully engaged, we are taxed. Many times we are in a preaching, we are very selective that I want to preach to some particular boys only. But when we distribute books, we become very open because we want to put up scores. So we cover all types of people. We even approach even Muslim also, which we not even care for. We can approach Jain also because we want to distribute somehow. We are forced to do. When we are forced to do certain thing, then we put our whole energy. And we are always dependent on Krishna. If a preaching opportunity awarded very comfortable way, we may not be forced to depend on Krishna. But when the situations are very challenging, and in book distribution most of the time somehow Krishna arranging in a very challenging way, so we are forced to remember Krishna, Prabhupada, Guru Parampara, and we may be feel connected by it, and we may see Krishna working in many ways. Many ways I can tell. One past time when I was in Godown, so I was giving books to Godown in various congregation members. So in Godown, one of the Mataji came. She was a newly married Mataji. She was Gujarati. She was a shy girl. So she says, I would like to distribute because in temple they are propagating. But I have never done it. So you can tell me how to do. I says, you can take book and try. So, and you can pray to Prabhupada. And she went. And after one or two days, she came back for more books. So surprised, I asked her, where you distributed it? So she says that, actually, I was going in train back to my home and I wanted to distribute, but I didn't have any guts to speak to people because never done something like this. So she says, I opened my bag and I was praying to Prabhupada. And surprisingly, people are taking book out of the bag and asking, you want to sell this? And she says, yes, and people are buying and more people are asking. And no time, she didn't do anything. Prabhupada says, my books are like gold and it will go on its own accord only. So I've seen so many incidences and everywhere I've seen books can go. It's not that people say, in this particular area only books go. Not that. One lady took books in Matheran, where people go for sense gratification. And she emptied her bag. She took books. She was going with her husband. And she said, I would like to carry. A lot of books she carried. And she said, I was short of books. So, in essence, we can feel connected. And this is a nice service. We can please Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas over here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Niligam Yana Tasmai Shri Guru Vinam. So Krishna is the doer. It is causeless mercy that I don't know how the permissions I have got. And Jhu temple have a lot of contacts and contacts till minister level. But somehow other I was going and that person told me that I have given this the other station to your temple, so I will not give to them. And this has brought anxiety to Jhu temple devotees. They have sent a letter. They have sent a written letter to Shamandro that please give us Dadar. Because they know the potency of Dadar. We could distribute 1008. Even if you sit, even if you just sit on the table, on the chair, you can distribute 200 to 250 books will go as it is. They'll fly. People will come to the table.
Per day.
So, Jhu temple doesn't have a big congregation or their congregation doesn't come to distribute books so much. But there are fixed devotees. Like Gaur Jagannath Prabhu, he will be at the CST Pandal. They don't have...
From tomorrow,
from 1st to 31st.
What is he doing here?
So from 1st to 31st, he'll be there. It is like this in all stalls. Like Balram Leela will be there at Dadar. Hold from 1st till 31st. From morning 9 o'clock till evening 9 o'clock. Hardly 2 or 3 people are there from Jhu. And we have a big congregation. We have a large number of boys. So last year we found that when there is a large number of boys, we can distribute a large number of books. And everybody gets that fire. We had a story of our Haridev. Hiten, last year, somehow other we advertised that everybody come and we'll distribute 1008. It was spontaneous. I don't know. Somehow other who said to me or something I spoke and then we decided that, okay, it is Gita Jayanti. We all come together on the bridge and distribute books. So, so many duties came, congregation, everybody was fired up, 60, 70, and there was like huge, it was like a river, this platform, this bridge was filled with devotees standing, all devotees are standing with books in their hand, in between, catching people. So more the people we have, we can distribute more number of books. If the authorities are favorable, like the railway, the other authorities, already DRM is favorable to us. He was there yesterday for the drama festival. He saw the festival drama, and even Maharaj gave blessings to him. The senior station master was there. He's supporting us. They have already spoken to the Dadar station master, and he has already told that give all cooperation to this ISKCON devotees who are coming. So we have such a good cooperation, and they have given us officially permission to put only one stall. But last year we had put, instead of one stall, we had put 8 stalls at different places. So I had very few devotees along with me last year, but now we have a big, large number of devotees. So we can put 10, 15 stalls. We'll not only stand on one bridge, but we can take 3 bridges. There are 3 bridges. And simply we have to manage the station master and the railway authorities. There is a RPF, Railway Protection Force. So we have to simply feed them prasad. They'll be satisfied with that. And any complaints go to them. They will just keep it to them. They will not forward these complaints to the head office. But we have to feed them nice prasad, talk nicely with them. Any authorities, railway authorities, we are going to use mic also. The permissions is we should not use, we cannot use the mic. But it is the practice of Jew temple that they are doing for last 10, 15 years. And when we had a debate last year, like we had argument, so they said that, see, we are doing for last 10 years, nobody complains, or the people who have given us permission, the railway authorities who have given permission, they don't know what we are doing here. They feel that we are free, we are distributing the books freely, but we are selling the books, we are earning money, no, we are taking money. So we'll put the mics also. So the thing is, we require support. It has to be done collectively, not individually. Like some devotees might feel that, oh, I will go and do individually. But when we can do at one stall, not 1,008, but more than this, then why we go individually? Yeah? Because unnecessarily we'll be struggling and we'll be tired. You'll go for 2 days and then you'll become tired. But here you see that the fire, the book starts flying. A person who is collecting the cash, he gets fried out. Oh, wait, I don't have change. Wait, we have to run to hotels here and there to manage the change money. So it inspires everybody. So what I was feeling is that we don't do this throughout the year. Only once in a year. This is in other temples, like they are fired up. But we have a different mood. We have a preaching mood. But I was feeling...
We have the same mood. We do it differently, okay?
Okay. Okay, we have the same mood, but we do it differently. We have the same books. So we underwent a lot of difficulties in getting the books and so many things. But now their chair has shaken. Their authorities there in the Jew have understood that this year they are going to do something big bang. Everybody is calling me, like their authorities. They don't want to speak to the presidents directly, but they want to pressurize me. They're trying to tell me, do this. No, why you want to? You go to some other station, Kalyan, Dombivli. I said, no, I know the potency of Dadar. I cannot leave Dadar. So he told me, see, we are doing for last 15 years or 10 years. So you should give it to us. I said, no, nothing. I said, I'm not going to give this. You want, we'll share it, but we are not going to go from there. We will share it because it was decided that, like, it was a challenge actually in the meeting. Okay. So everybody goes on the bridge, and nobody should stand there and preach like last year. Some devotees came from the temple and they just caught one person, and for 1 hour he was just preaching to that person. 1 hour. It was disturbing.
Yeah, this is very clear. For this one, this
this month just give books like follow Sri Chaitanya Prabhu's strategy. You know, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu's strategy is that meet more number of people and see, he's not a person who will sit and talk and try to convince. What does he do? He hits more people. Books. He can hit so many people, so he goes by that statistic. Even 1% buys, out of 100, 10 people will buy. Out of 300, 30 people will buy. And 30 people means what? At least 4 books. 120 books. That is the strategy. Like our Vaisheshika Prabhu told, one New York devotee was saying, very good system. He said, how do you decide who was the best on book distribution? By number of books you distribute? He said, no. He said, try to get more number of no's. Try to get more number of no's. What does it mean? That means you meet more people. By meeting more people, if you meet 100 people, if 50 people say no, you come back and tell. You come back and tell. That's how they decide the number in New York ashram. Hey, how many no's? He said, I got 50 no's. How many? I got 70 no's. How many? I got 80 no's. But by doing that, when you actually see the books, those who get more number of no's, they end up distributing more number of books. Very amazing psychology. And he says, then when you get more number of no's, you don't get discouraged. Usually one no makes you, I can't. Because you're told now, get more number of no's. He said, you are focusing on that. 4 ho gaya, 5 ho gaya, 6 ho gaya. Then the 7th one who buys, you don't remember that. 8, 9, 10, 11. The 12th one who buys, you don't remember that. But at the end of the day, when you open your book bag, you see, you got more money, more books are distributed. That's how Vyasaki Prabhu taught a very brilliant psychology. He said, you never get discouraged. This Bhakta Karal was saying, you know, one devotee, he has his blog. You can visit his blog. Every day they got book distribution. Yeah, we'll announce that no score also. That was one strategy.
You're mentioning that this RPF people and railway authorities, they have to be dealt with nicely, and we got permission saying books to be given free. So what if they ask for free books? Like they say, then.
I will be meeting today some of the officers because I have to give the permission letter. I have to give to the station master. So we'll be giving some gifts. They don't demand for books. If somebody asks, then we give one book, not to everybody.
What I would suggest is we should mention on what condition railway has given permission. So it's not that we shouldn't be so overconfident and nothing happens. So we are aware of what grounds we have been given permission, but still we use certain things. But it doesn't mean that we totally remain so overconfident that completely transgress all the rules and then suddenly it may happen that we may not get. So it's not like you just say that we'll do like this thing.
That they are mostly the business people. You see, some people just sell them to make money there. We are not doing it to make money. That should be very clear. Unfortunately, the policy is we are selling it and taking money. That's one thing. But that is different from selling books to make a living. And selling books to, you know, like other people sell. And the reason why they speak about loudspeakers is because it disturbs the announcement sevo. But then as long as we are not holding a huge speakers just to get enough to get the attention in the bridges, it won't be a disturbance. We should be convinced that ye thoda loopholes rehta hai isme, but we have to be convinced that in that sense we are not truly speaking, breaking that rule. Just to get the attention, otherwise very difficult to get the attention. One thing is you have to have
huge banners then to attract the attention, or 10 people standing there facing them right in the center to get the attention sometimes.
Banners are not allowed.
Yeah, banners are not allowed. So the only way to get attention is either you stand right in front and bang in front of them, or just get their attention just by... Because I've seen when we were doing it in VT, I was just announcing, you know. One person just stood there and for 1 minute he heard the announcements. And then he came and bought the books. Some people just, you know, for many reasons, they may be just watching which train is coming, so they stand there. But they hear. And after hearing, sometimes people come. So we just go on just coolly announcing it.
Yeah, so the point is, like, we remain sensitive. It's not that we completely bypass all the rules and regulations, so that in long run also, we keep getting permissions.
So basically, don't we not be on the first day only just bombarding and then, you know, making it... it has to go slowly, increase... You know, at the end of the year, they should be, you know, completely forgotten. Yes. It should not become that 80 devotees on first day only they start and start screaming at people and then forcing and then.
That is important.
Yeah, it should not happen.
You'll be there all the time.
Yeah. Not from very first day that 80 devotees, we should be very careful. Because you want to have the permission every year for next many, many years, as long as Dadar is Dadar.
Yeah, because say, technically, we are doing something which we are not supposed to. They have not taken objection, but would like to do it in such a gentlemanly way, okay, it doesn't agitate anybody.
Okay, can you... Just one question. Can you explain in brief, for the 1 month period, what will be the engagement in which areas in book distribution for all the brahmacharis? Because right now you are only talking of Dadar. So we have 103 people here, like out of which... Maybe 20 are going to bus party, right? 20 are going. So out of that, still 80 are remaining. So apart from Dadar, for next 30 days, so how all of these devotees will be engaged and how many hours, and can you just explain in brief?
So the thing is... last year we were doing at different railway stations and we got permissions like Dadar would get over and then we'd go to Andheri. Andheri would get over and then we'd go to next station. So, but this year we have got the stations like same dates, same period. So it's a little difficult and because we know the potency of Dadar, so I was feeling that we'll not focus on any other station.
We have permissions.
So what we do is...
Dadar is 15 days, no?
We get central and western both crowd. We get both crowd. And the thing is like we did it at CST, we did it at Malad last year. But books would go like 30 or 40 books in a day. But here where we are distributing 500 plus every day. Sometimes 350, but 500 plus is the average. Like. So what I was thinking that we will focus on Dadar. I am not a good manager and I don't know, still so many things are happening spontaneously. So, permissions are there from first. We have Borivali, Kandivali, Malad and Dadar starting from first. First till 8 is Borivali and Kandivali. And from first to 31st we have Malad, whole month. Because nobody other, no temple applied for Malad. Only we applied. So we have already made in charge, like congregation, Bhaktacharan Prabhu is in charge for Borivali and we told them that you take your books and our base boys will be going there and they will also put stall. But I was feeling that Brahmacharis from our temple won't be going there. Like they have their quota, the congregation is happy, but I don't know how much they will come out. They want at least two people to start and end the stall, to wind up. They want some brahmacharis. Just like Baldev Prabhu, along with him, two brahmacharis are going to Belapur.
Borivali,
yes.
Given the brahmachari,
na? I was planning to have everybody on Dadar. So probably we'll have in batches now, so that...
You have to actually find out which devotees are available for how many hours apart from that main list. And then you have to actually utilize all the permissions completely. Otherwise, we are underutilizing. And if you just divide, even if a little bit less goes, but still, you are utilizing the full permissions, you know. So maybe you need to sit and sort that out.
I just wanted one thing if we could do. Now, if we have many brahmacharis, and if we have somehow, for example, 2 or 3 days stations only we'll end up with, and we have more brahmacharis, those brahmacharis who have the ability to go out individually,
yeah,
if they can be encouraged to go individually, and those devotees who are a little shy by nature and who are not very comfortable going out and who prefer to be in stall, if they can be encouraged in stall, if this kind of thing is done, then we can do more.
See, that is exactly my point, Govind Prabhu. I had suggested that if we are able to find out how many brahmacharis we have, leaving aside the BT, and if we have sufficient numbers and their schedule is matched in such a way that the other can be manned from 5 a.m. till whatever, 10 p.m. with all these other brahmacharis who are not regular book distributors but who have the shelter of the stall, because stall is something which doesn't require too much of expertise in one sense, and those who are not experienced on a regular basis. And then the whole BT team can be released and we can give them a certain quota, and if there are say 15 BTs and 15 BTs, if they have a target of say 20 or 30 Mahabig books per day, so 15 BTs do 500 Mahabigs per day, so just the BT itself can be given a target of 10,000 Mahabigs, because they have they are experienced in doing every day. So you increase the number of hours what they do in trains, and we have all these, you know, different saffron devotees and those who have never done book distribution last so many years can come in the stall, and you are there to coordinate. You just need hands and you need someone to assist. So if that can be worked out, then this whole army is already experienced in distributing in the trains. We would be underutilizing their experience and talent and their youthful energy by putting them behind the stalls for this whole month. That was exactly what I was discussing with Braj Bihari Prabhu. So maybe, I don't know, I'm just suggesting.
Puji, what I was feeling is that these devotees will become tired. Because...
Just a minute. We'll decide. We'll sit and do that. Because, see, if there are more number of devotees who will not be able to do on the train, but they are managing Dadar. As I said, we should not be putting so many number of devotees in Dadar where the authorities will be really disturbed. I would not do like that. I would go slowly and then slowly, slowly increase. When the days are getting over, then you have such number of devotees. And then once you do it next year, till then next year is no problem. But first day only, if you just overwhelmingly put number of devotees, that may be difficult. And tired, 1 month, 6 hours, you know, they can easily take 20 target. Our Braj Bihari Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu, you know, there is a record of Anand Vrindavan, Vrindavanand Prabhu doing 100 Mahabig books every day. 100 Mahabig books every day in Kolhapur. In Kolhapur, 100 Mahabig books every day. And now India's economy has increased so much. People have more cash. In those time, we were selling books for 55 to 60 rupees. 52. In these years, Marathi book has not jumped so high. How much we are selling? 70 rupees. 50 to 70 is not a big jump compared to what people are earning the money. So I think for BT, to do 20 every day is a very, very minimal target. 80 Mahabig. What was the price?
70.
Just see, and now still we are selling 70 rupees.
And used to distribute
for how many hours? Morning 8 hours. So we'll work out. Yes, Shubha will ask. You want to take 100 target? Okay. Right. Yeah. They are the best.
places.
No, no, Borivali stall will be there. It's not that we are not putting Borivali stall. Golir stall will be there, Malad will be there, Kandivali will be there, and there is after 15 days. So the books will be there all over. You know, we give the address to all the base devotees. Bandire one mein hai, phir Tal one mein hai, Nerul mein hai. Books are everywhere.
I think more or less it's a good strategy.
And then we use all these devotees like Vasudev Prabhu, like, you know, myself, Sanat Kumar Prabhu, Shyamanand Prabhu, Radha Gopinath Prabhu, once he get well, Sankirtan Prabhu. One smile of Sankirtan Prabhu will, you know, there will be a newspaper article about selling books. And Madhvacharya Prabhu, wow, photographic. He just stands there like a DT. Maharaj said, Madhvacharya Prabhu is like exactly like Jananivas Prabhu. In eating, in Mayapur he was saying, in walking, and then in dancing, everything exactly like Jananias Prabhu. And then Pankajangri Prabhu said, that means we are three now. So, we'll have Darshan of Madhvacharya Prabhu, Akinchan Krishna Prabhu. Wow. All the call center people are working, unka line lag jayega to buy books from him. So we have, yeah, Prabhuji hai. Star hai, to wo bhi khade ho jayenge. Jagannath Tirth bodybuilder. there is no dearth of these devotees. So let the be. Okay, BT. How much every day? Huh? How much? क्या है 50 60 40 30 पर आवर ओके गौर कीर्तन पर आवर 30 महा बिग बुक्स दीन गौराग प्रभु किसके साथ है वसंत दादा पाटिल शरद पवार okay.
Unka star announcer Achyutanand. Anyone has any questions or any? Hey, ye kuch puch.
Ship timings batao.
We'll let you know, Prabhu. We are putting on the notice.
Therefore, what we are doing, what you do immediately, all the brahmacharis, everyone is going. There is no question of not going. Everyone is going, including, you know, the servants also. Everybody will go. So you give your timings to you put a list. Timing ka ek list dal do. He'll put a list of all the brahmacharis and timings. And you tick mark there. Murari Gupta, from morning 6 to evening 6 o'clock. So you tick mark, then immediately you'll make a schedule according to you, according to your time availability, and make a shift. And just like we are doing morning shifts. We are doing morning shift. So like that you put your timing, what time you want to go. Everyone, you give your timings. So based upon that, he will make schedule for Dadar and other places also.
We have
आपका दूसरा सेवा है ना जैसा what Braj Bihari Prabhu was doing. What Braj Bihari Prabhu was doing, do the same thing.
There was one Braj Bihari, now we have 15.
That.
Because if we want, this field in the stall, we can do that also. Because once we have gone to the train for some time, we have to talk about the
anything else?
Yes, all the managers. Be ready.
Yeah.
Telling about the health thing, find us.
Yeah?
So, health aspect. Health ke bare mein puch rahe hain. Like those devotees will be sitting and distributing books at the stall, like because thousands of people are passing from the same bridge, the fine dust is in the air. So what we are breathing that fine dust. So many devotees might get throat infection within 2 days, sinus problem. And so the thing is, like, I asked some devotees, expert devotees who are doing book distribution for so many years, that when you come back, you clean your nose properly, gargle with hot water, and Kapalbhati. Everybody knows now. So you can do Kapalbhati and drink a lot of water. Drink a lot of water. Even if the dust remains in the nostril, it will be liquefied and it will be passed out through the urine.
Prabhu ji will arrange some tikka sabji also, taki sab naar nikal jayega aapka. Naak se, kaan se.
No, Prasad will be from him. I have already informed Damodar Prabhu, but also substitute is like Bhandirwan is also, they are also. I have allotted devotees to do that.
Yes, once you get into this spirit of going in, and yes, we should take care of our health. I remember that December what Samanbo was talking about, distributing 1,000 books. I remember Radha Sharan Prabhu, Srinivas Prabhu, Sachisut Prabhu. You are there? In church gate, na? They were there in VT station. Their VT station, they started 5 o'clock in the morning. They didn't come back till 11 o'clock in the night. Actually, they transcended the bodily platform. क्योंकि इसमें से तीनों लोग दिन में तीन बार संडास करने वाले थे, खाने वाले थे, लेकिन अपने आप सब कंट्रोल में आ गया था. It was controlled properly. You know, really, it was quite amazing. I still remember. And they came back with a score of 1,000 Mahabig books. That was an amazing score. From 5 morning till 11 o'clock in the night. And again, 95 marathon, we had these small books designed by the IIT brain, Nayan Ranjan Das. Small 3 books, but 1 big book score. So that day, the day of Prabhupada's Premanjali, our another Braj Bihari Prabhu from Sion Medical College. And who was there with him? They were distributing books in Kalba Devi. Madhvacharya was there with him, Kalba. And they distributed record books. Almost, I think, 1100 books they distributed. 1100 books they distributed. Night? 1100, na? Almost 1100 books they distributed. And then from there, early evening, they came for the program also. And he was in high spirit, just going out and distributing. And Gaurang Prabhu and Sudham Prabhu will teach you how to advertise. Huh? They are expert. Try Maharaja
कहां जा रहे हैं पता नहीं कहां से आए पता नहीं and then he would shout रुको and when he takes a microphone and starts shouting and screaming continues non-stop he has a lot of at least that time he used to have that capacity to shout so very nice to see the whole mood of the ashram is transforming towards Sankirtan, but please remember that to maintain this for the whole month would be a challenge. So please take a conscious decision to remain consistent in this enthusiasm, because Ishtagoshtis always bring up that enthusiastic spirit. But then the sun and the weather and the different kinds of schedule gradually over a period of time will wear you down. So we have to keep it going. And I think even by the middle of the month, we will achieve this target. It looks like the way things are going. So more or less, by the 20th, we may not have even sufficient stock to supply. So it may even end early, as the way things are going. Looks like that.
And on the 6th, you know, remember, on the 6th December, this Ambedkar Jayanti is there, or Nirvan Day is there. Be sensitive. Don't try to argue with them. They'll ask, you have Ambedkar Gita? No, no. We won't say it. What is Ambedkar Gita? But still, other parts also, we are not putting on Dadar, but other places also, you know, they're going around. They don't come for that festival, they come for Bombay Darshan. Free Bombay Darshan, but still, they're in that spirit. So be careful, don't offend them. When, especially when they see Shikha, Tilak, and they will ask, are you Brahman? You should say, no, I'm not a Brahman. Don't fight with them, don't argue with them. Sympathize with them, because for generation, the Uccha Varanas people have caused them a lot of suffering. So be nice to them. They may not be nice to you, but don't have a philosophical argument with them. We should be careful with that. Because 6th, anyway, you're not putting the stall the day on in Dadar special. Other than this, Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution Key. Yeah. There's one announcement from the Maharaj's. Maharaj told Gaur Gopal when he was coming back from Mayapur, he said one of the sickness what causes him is to see brahmacharis or congregation devotees stand near his bathroom. No? And he said, he doesn't even get a chance to go into the bathroom. He's worried, in anxiety. I don't know who's standing there. I have to greet them. So you must have already noticed, few notices have been put up near his room that nobody should stand there for any reason. Even if the servant stops you, don't stand there. Go inside where Maharaj can't see you. And you also don't try to see him, especially near the bathroom. He said that, I think I need to keep some clay pots in my room to pass urine, and in the middle of the night come and drop it there. He said that is one of the most disgusting thing, to see that, you know, people just make a meeting around there. So we already informed all the counselors, and then Maharaj said, to such an extent that why the guests should come? It's a brahmacharya ashram. Other than Sunday in the brahmacharya ashram for hearing the lecture, even during Sunday nobody should be there. But I said, otherwise, other than Sunday, no guest of any brahmacharya should be coming to the brahmacharya ashram. Please follow this very strictly and, you know, give some kind of anxiety-free life to Maharaj so that he can be doing his things. And another thing from the maintenance department. That is Vasudev Prabhu and Bankim Rai Prabhu. If you remember, they have put up the notice board that if you lose your things, we had the policy, before it the policy was, if you lose your thing, you have to pay a fine. Now where will you pay a fine from? You have no money to pay a fine. If you are paying money as a fine, that means, you know, it's not a proper understanding of brahmacharya life. So what we decided is that if you lose your thing, in America there is a system that you have to perform, if you perform some act which is not according to the policies of the community, then they have this community service. 2 hours community service. So if you don't follow the norms of the ashram, the general guidelines for ashram, if you lose things or you keep your things in an improper place, then you come to ask for it, then the maintenance department will come to the CSV or the COM and give the names of the devotees. These many devotees
broke the law. So these devotees will have to do 2 hours community service. They will be made to stand as a security guard for 2 hours. You know, I'm just joking, security guard. But they have to do 2 hours community service. Cleaning, backup service, you know, it'll add up. 16 ghanta ho gaya, so that 16 hours is not part of your regular seva. That service is a community service. So this is what has been decided. So, and anyway, not to avoid this, but just to maintain, you know, some kind of standard. You know, people are not collecting their things because they know Balaram Anand is a mild devotee. You know, if you lose your dhoti, you go. After all, dhoti is brought. I can get my dhoti also. So please don't do like that. Every penny counts. And unfortunately, because we see some kind of, you know, prosperity in our temple, devotees don't take care of their things properly. Don't take care of fans, lights, electricity, telephone. Like he was saying that recently, 605, the telephone bill alone from that phone came about 4,500 rupees. Highest bill. So don't use. If you have to preach to people, ask them to call you. You can call and said, can you call me back? Simple thing. Let him spend his money. You don't realize, you know, every drop makes into a big lake. So please bear this in mind that there are hard-working devotees sincerely working hard with one intention that money should be used for Krishna service. But not for us to squander. No, they pay for us. And at least this much we should. It's very easy to say, barbaad hai grahast life. Lekin karo grahast log to tumko paid kar rahe. For you to say these words, that grahast life is useless, because some people are working hard so that you can preach these statements. Don't laugh at this kind of statements. It's insulting. You don't make brahmacharis by saying these statements. You make brahmacharis based upon inspiration. And because these people are working hard, otherwise you would have to carry briefcase and collect money. So don't insult them. There are 100 such devotees who are paying their hard-earned money to Radha Gopina temple, where they try to live frugal life so that we can preach nicely. So respect their money. Respect their wealth. Sometimes the tendency is there. We have heard statement made by some devotees. Darya mein khaskas. Darya mein khaskas means what? Itna bada darya hai, usme agar khaskas chala gaya, to kya farak padta hai? What difference does it make? Itna bada lake hai, what difference does it make? My dhoti is not taken proper attention. It is not proper, that is not a good spirit. It is disrespectful. Not respecting their hard-earned money. So please bear this in mind. And just to make us respect their money, you know, we try to make this policy of working 2 hours for a community service. And they feel, okay, you know, devotees, brahmacharis are respecting our money. They're working hard. And this should never be forgotten. So therefore, it is not Vasudev Prabhu or Bankim Rai Prabhu just to make their department efficient, but rather the whole concept is there that we respect the hard-working devotees and so that we can say that horrible grahast life. We can say like that. So we bear this in mind and don't be insulting. We have heard some devotees complaining. I wanted to make this point also, that some householders overheard some brahmacharis and some, you know, outside youth preachers making these kind of comments about grahastha life, about grahasthas, about their children. I don't think it's very healthy to make people brahmacharis based on this principle. They will learn the habit of undermining the grihastha ashram. We used to have such devotees in our ashram blasting grihastha life, and eventually they fell down miserably. So don't take sadistic pleasure, because this is not going to make our consciousness very strong. It is a perverted pleasure of seeing others suffer. And what to speak of their money. Now recently somebody complained to me. This has gone up to Krishna Chandra Prabhu also. So be careful how you speak. People are hearing, people are watching, people are observing. You know, somebody is saying, congregation children, you want to raise such stupid children? Don't make observation based upon, you know, your surrounding. They are all devotee children. There are devotees, you know, this was very strongly communicated to me. So therefore I was supposed to present this. And what to speak of their money? We don't have that right. We don't have that right to do it. And therefore as a... And what fine will we give? Their money only will give as a fine. It will not pinch us. So therefore this 2 hours community service will benefit Radha Gopinath. It will benefit our consciousness. And the maintenance department, it will maintain its efficiency. And that is the last thing. And that is the last thing they want to do. But we have to understand this and practice these principles.
One more thing was regarding the mosquito nets. Earlier we provided these mosquito net bags, and it was devotees were using. Now it's seen that many devotees are using it like an extension of their cupboards. Like instead of mosquito net, they have beddings, means one mat, three bed sheets, and the big pillow, then unwashed clothes. Because keeping up their standards, they cannot keep unwashed clothes in the cupboard. So it is becoming bigger and bigger, like a goni. Means like if you go to that ashram, the entire cupboard is filled with that. Just that's why we put recently notice that everyone should have mosquito net with a tag. And without any tag, anything, we are going to take remove it. And we are humbly requesting that nobody should keep this. If one mat is okay, that we can understand that. The entire thing putting in, it's stuffing like a big balloon, that also we will be taking it out. Pillow, you have to keep it in the cupboard. Means it, for the last just one year only this mosquito net came. Before that also people were sleeping. They were also using pillows and other things. So you make space in the cupboard somewhere. It cannot keep it like that. And it should not look bulky like this. You see, many bags are like that bulky. Even you keep two, the entire space is gone. And that is one record. Another is regarding the garden. For the deity dressing and decorating, it is observed many times that devotees go and take the leaves and flowers. And some people don't know means how to tie the half the plant is cut off for the decoration and is not used also. Many times. I'm requesting that if the dressing, the devotee who dresses, he knows. Because somebody else cuts and he don't use it. Many days you see, and after 7:30 if you go, the things are lying here in the deity room. So if the devotee who dresses, he himself go and take water, flowers or leaves. We don't mind, but take it carefully so that the plant is not destroyed.
We should congratulate these two devotees for working hard. There is no pleasure in doing this service. The maintenance department, it's all a thankless job. And nobody sees it. There is no credit for it. They don't get any big following. But only curses of devotees whose things are confiscated. So bear this in mind. And try to cooperate them by being as considerate as possible. Hare Krishna. Shila Prabhupada ki jai.